This is News Talk.
Now, we'll begin with the Irish Times this morning. Very interesting story on the front page about the leaving cert, which apparently is too narrow and too rigid. This is according to the OECD, and it's an unpublished report. We'll get the details later this week. But apparently the main focus of the leaving cert seems to be acting as a filter for entry into higher education, according to a review of the leaving cert by the OECD. The Irish Times says the findings of the Paris-based organisation are due to be published later this week, but sources familiar with the findings say that the review states that it's not clear how senior cycle is at present preparing students for the future beyond sitting the leaving cert. And Irish media, it says, both document and to some extent contribute to this environment with an exhaustive coverage of leaving cert assessments during the summer period each year. I suppose you can understand that when you think to the sort of, you know, the interviews that happen on radio and TV and the news stories all about, you know, big day for the leaving cert and all of that stuff. It's all contributing to a level of anxiety and stress among Irish students. But the review, look, we don't have the full details yet, but if they're saying it's too narrow and too rigid, it might be something that needs to be looked at. Although I think a lot of people probably know when you're doing the leaving cert, an awful lot of it is just rote learning. And what you do is you do your leaving cert. In the main, most students do it for the CAO points. Of course, there are some who choose a different path in terms of apprenticeship or straight into the workforce or whatever. But if it's narrow and rigid, they may have to examine that. Now, the Irish Independent, 1 million face hike in cost of health cover. Nice, cheerful story for your Monday morning. More than 1 million health insurance customers are facing higher premiums when they renew their policies in the coming weeks. Families face paying up to €160 more to renew the same plans, while couples who are on some of the more expensive plans favoured by older people are going to be hit with additional annual costs of up to €266. And it seems like what they're doing is they're going to scrap some plans. So some plans people are on are gone and the alternative would be higher. And this is why again and again and again we're told you really need to shop around with your health insurance, because you can get pretty similar policies for a lot less. It does beg the question, you know, for a lot of this year, the government and the Department of Health, obviously, through the budgets allocated to the HSE, were propping up health insurance. A lot of people who had health insurance were actually getting money back this year because the state was paying for health cover. And yet, the first chance they get, then the prices are going to hike up. Also interesting on the front of the Irish Independent, fears COVID limits will lock people out of Mass at Christmas. I suppose it's something to do for a lot of people. Could be the hottest ticket in town to go to Mass this Christmas for somewhere to go. But priests are worried they'll have to turn people away from Christmas services due to cap on attendances of just 50 people. And you know, you think back to Christmas Eve and it's absolutely packed in a lot of churches. It'd be a very different Christmas Eve and Christmas Day if you can only have 50 in the church. And priests are warning that they face a logistical challenge at what is the busiest time of the year. There's one priest quoted in the Irish Independent who says, we need to have Mass every half hour for 2 days to get through the numbers who want to go to Mass over Christmas. And Father Charlie MacDonald, administrator of St Mary's Church in Westport, said that there was huge anxiety among a lot of priests at the prospect of having to turn people away. And another priest, this is Father Michael Moynihan, down in Dingle in Kerry, he said he's going to operate a booking system for Christmas week, so you'll have to book in to go to Mass over Christmas. I wonder will we get into a stage where it'll be regulars only? You know, when a pub is really busy and the bouncers say, look, actually regulars only tonight? Could be that case of Mass. We don't see you from one end of the year to the next every week at Mass, so you're not getting in at Christmas. They might have to bring in bouncers to churches. It is extraordinary. The Irish Examiner, excuse me, vaccine may be rolled out in January. And this is an interview. It's on a couple of the newspapers this morning, including, as I say, The Examiner. The interview Stephen Donnelly gave to Gavin Riley here on News Talk yesterday. A Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, says Ireland could begin vaccinating people against COVID-19 in January. And you sort of, you dare to hope when you read headlines like this that we could be seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. Ireland has signed up to receive several million doses of new vaccines, and a number of companies, including Pfizer, are looking for market authorisation within the coming weeks. Now, it's not likely we'll have the vaccine by December, but the hope is pretty soon in January we should have it. And the task force is meeting today and they're going to put all the things in place to make sure that we can roll out the vaccine. Of course, questions then will be on rollout You know, the fact, will it be free? Obviously, it will be free, but how do you get the vaccine as quick as possible? How are we going to manage the crowds looking to get the vaccine? Also, how do you encourage people who don't want to get the vaccine to actually get it as well? So there's a lot to be ironed out. So not necessarily December, but potentially very early January, Stephen Donnelly told us here on News Talk yesterday. So fingers crossed with that. Also, an interesting story by Elaine Loughlin. They've a big feature in the Examiner today on parental leave, and parents' leave is going to be extended to 9 weeks for both fathers and mothers. This is a promise given by the Children's Minister, Roderick O'Gorman, in an interview with that newspaper, and he said significant work is needed to change the mindset around the division of responsibility when it comes to caring for children, and fathers need to become more involved, especially in the early years. So 9 weeks of parents' leave for mothers and fathers. You might let me know what you think of that. You can text me 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Love to hear your views. Would you welcome that 9 weeks leave? Irish Daily Mail, TUSLA to be called if pupils stay home over COVID. This is sort of an interesting dilemma for parents who maybe they're vulnerable at home, or maybe there is someone vulnerable at home and you don't want to send your children to school. Well, now TUSLA could be getting involved if the children don't show up at school. State Family Agency officials may be called as hundreds of children stay home from school because of COVID fears, and the Education Department has been lambasted for blindly following rules while parents try to cope during the pandemic. 500 children are being kept out of school, many because their mothers and fathers fear they'll spread the virus to vulnerable family members, but they haven't been given permission. So because of that, there's no help really in terms of tuition, and also they could get into trouble for doing that as well. The Irish Sun, a lot of the papers go with this as well, about Maradona. Maradona was, this is a quote, killed. Cops yesterday raided the home and office of Diego Maradona's personal doctor amid reports of a manslaughter investigation. The searches come as cops probe whether the football icon was the victim of medical negligence. But his doctor last night insisted what I did was for Diego's benefit. So that's the story that will run and run. If you're looking forward to doing all your Christmas shopping, well, we're told that tills are going to ring very late into the night. This is in the Irish Independent. The average household is set to spend €700 in shops this month on Christmas, and tills will ring well into the night from tomorrow. Some stores will open early in the morning until late at night in a bid to stop shoppers, I suppose, you know, to stop them converging and gathering, to try and spread out the number of people shopping. What's interesting in this article is that a lot of people obviously are shopping online, but there's a lot of people too who want to get back in-store shopping. They like that experience. And it's, how do you manage that? How do you manage crowds of people in shopping centres trying to get Christmas presents? So we're told that Penny's in Dundrum and Blanchardstown will open from 7 o'clock in the morning and will trade until 10 p.m. on Wednesday. Brown Thomas and Arnott's will open from 10 in the morning until 9 p.m. Dunn's will open from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. tomorrow. There will be extended opening hours in Lidl, 7 a.m. until 10 p.m. from December 22nd, and Aldi will open its doors from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. from December 16th. So obviously, the advice would be go at an off-peak time if you can, and try limit the risk. John Banville is in a couple of the UK newspapers this morning. Some very interesting comments about people who are woke and the woke movement. And John Banville, who won the Booker Prize in 2005, he has said he wouldn't win the Booker Prize now because he's a straight white male, and he likened the woke movement to a religious cult. The Irish author, of course, his novel The Sea was a huge success, and he was asked in an interview if he thinks he would win the Booker Prize now at a time of woke suspicion around white straight men, and he said, I would not like to be starting out now. It's very difficult. I despise this woke movement. Why were they asleep for so long? The same injustices were going on. It's become a religious cult. You see people kneeling in the street, holding up their fists. That's not going to do anything for black people. Well, that'll certainly get people talking this morning. Final story for you is about the Crown, and this is The Guardian, and it's a ridiculous story. The Culture Secretary in the UK is going to write to Netflix and request a health warning is played before The Crown so viewers are aware that the historical drama is a work of fiction. Did you ever hear? Have they nothing better to be doing now? Oliver Dowden said that without the caveat, younger viewers who did not live through the events might mistake fiction for fact. So he's going to write to Netflix. What a load of rubbish. Anyway, that's our look at the morning papers this morning.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is News Talk.